Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, what's good, everybody? It is Wednesday, March 29, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. Last night was bananas. I already saw somebody in the chat said NBA was bananas. Let's just look at this for a little bit. The Magic down over 25. They cover the 7. The Pelicans up 17 at halftime. You can't cover 8.5. North Texas, Wisconsin was up 12 at halftime. They didn't score a point. Not 1 point in the last 9 minutes of the game. Last night was bananas. It's what sports betting is all about. So every time you want to complain, just know anything can happen. Now, I see Reed in the chat says, I've already got some picks from the Early Wedge loaded into my queue. Well, if you haven't watched the Early Wedge yet, we're coming off another week where the counselor picked a plus 4,000 winner. I encourage you to watch it. It's live in your feed right now. Also, later today, you guys asked for it. You're going to get it. Our Major League Baseball Futures episode, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Matt Snyder, AB, and our new baseball handicapper, AMAX, did a wonderful job for the WBC. He will be back for our Futures episode later today. So with all the housekeeping out of the way, you know it's a Wednesday. You know we're fired up. You know we don't take days off. So let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. Let's start with the man who once again continues to get touted in the chat. And today it has to be NBA Sia because that's all we got. Yeah. He is the counselor of cash. Good morning, Sia.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to be NBA seeded. I got to be honest, I was a little discouraged after the UAB game yesterday because there were so many times towards the end, and by the way, credit to Utah Valley, but there were so many times toward the end of that game where I was thinking, okay, we got the cover now, and then we did. And then I would say to myself, okay, we got the cover now, and then we did. And then, of course, that free throw at the end was pretty crucial. In the missed free throw was pretty crucial in terms of getting at least the push, and it didn't work out. But, yeah, I'm very happy to have an NBA slate and to bring NBA Sia with some sass.
I love the sass. I love the sass. Yeah, UAB, I played them on the money line, so I did win that game, but it's one of the few things I did right last night. So I certainly can't tout that win. All right, he's been here since day freaking one, December 7, 2020, and we haven't missed a day since. He is the maestro, Larry Hartstein. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Quick quiz for you. And Alex, you can't answer this because I know you know it. What is Little Thibel, Eubanks, Sharp, and Archie Diacono? What is that? Does anybody know?
No.
Alex can't answer.
Sixers roster?
The Blazers starting five. They are 14-point dogs at home tonight to the Sacramento Kings after a total no-show against the Pelicans. I mean, this is the most obvious tank job that we've seen in a long time.
And what stinks is I worked with Chauncey for 3 or 4 years. Love Chauncey. This has got to be killing him. He's one of the ultimate competitors to have. And what's sad is that the Kings are probably the play. They're probably the play tonight. I mean, it's been embarrassing. Wow. That's quite the question, Maestro. All right, now finally, live from parts unknown. Oh, one of the great prop bettors in America today, and he's on our team. Prop Stars, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Gentlemen, great to see you. Beautiful 10-game NBA slate to work with today. I've already got two picks that I'm going to give out today on the stream. I have an additional two picks fired up for the site that I'm going to give out shortly after the stream. And who knows, we may even end up with a couple more picks after that, gentlemen.
Wait, stop it. Quit teasing so much. Quit teasing so much. It's like you've grown. It's like you become a legit on-camera talent. I won't have it. I won't stand for it. I won't do it. I won't do it. Quickly from the chat. See, I got something for you. Bitsy says, Coach, I watched the early wedge, but I don't have the same head-to-heads. Would the Stars agree? You. With Siwoo Kim over Corey Connors and Ricky Fowler over Davis Riley. Quickly.
I like both of those, actually, yes.
Okay. I actually do, too. We're high on Siwoo Kim this week, Bitsy. And, well, Sia and Patrick are on Ricky over Davis. I like Davis this week. But
a lot of people, to your credit, a lot of people like Davis Riley. A lot of smart people like Davis Riley, but he's a fade for me this week.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right, let's get into it. We're not going to do storylines that affect the betting lines today. We're going to roll them right into marquee matchups because I got four I need to get to, and all three need to talk. So here we go, our marquee matchup, game number one. All these from the association. The Heat coming off a blowout loss last night. We cashed with the Raptors on the money line in that game, and the Knicks at home have been terrific. They're laying five tonight. So NBA Sia, let's start with you. How are you leaning into this matchup?
This was almost an official pick for me last night because I believe the line last night was Knicks minus four. It has ticked up to Knicks minus five. At this point, I probably want to stay away. I'm not really sure what to expect from the Heat. I think I know what to expect from the New York Knicks, but you know, the Heat don't seem to have the firepower that would make me believe they'd cover this line, but it's a stay away for me because 5 points is a lot. In Miami, down the stretch of seasons going into the playoffs, they usually step their game up. So it's a stay away, but my lean is certainly toward the Knicks.
Maestro, talk to me.
Well, Butler didn't play. The thought was that they were saving him for this game, but you got to check his status, obviously. Jalen Brunson also questionable. The Knicks are 2-1 in the series against Miami, but both games came down to the wire. They only won those by a couple of points. Lean Knicks, but leery of laying more than a possession.
Yeah, we're looking at the 5 seed New York and Miami, currently the 7 seed. No room probably for error when you're talking about the Knicks. When you broke down this game, what'd you see?
Interesting matchup, two familiar foes. Obviously, they've played each other quite a few times already this season. I have to think if Jimmy Butler is going to be healthy and active in this game, he is really going to have to take over and score a lot. Also on the other side, Jalen Brunson being questionable. We've seen Emmanuel quickly step up for him, and he is lights out right now. So if Butler plays, I'd have a slight lean towards the Heat, but obviously can't sleep on the Knicks with quickly.
Boy, Quigley's been amazing. This dude is just – and when you don't get his point total every single night on every book, but once in a while you do. The man's not scared. He's a young kid, but he's dynamic. All right, marquee game number two, gentlemen. We're going to stay in the East, the Sixers. Now, this was embarrassing the other night. Joel Embiid decides not to play against the Nuggets. It could have been MVP candidate against MVP candidate. He chose not to do that. So tonight they host the Mavericks, the fighting Kyrie Irvings, the fighting Luka Doncic's. And Maestro, I'm starting with you. The Sixers are laying four. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, you hope Embiid comes back. He's got to play a lot. He's got to basically play every game to get the MVP. And I know he wanted to play the other night, but they held him out. You'd think he comes back for this one. That was the third and four nights on a road trip. Harden also could come back. And the Mavs, they got that win over the Pacers, but just 6-13 in their last 19, only 4-8 with both Kyrie and Luka in the lineup. And I was just impressed with the Sixers, the way they made that game and covered against Denver. They were way down, and they made a great run late. They didn't win, though.
Okay, quick question, because coming off what you said, Maestro, chat question. Kings team total over 125.5, minus 125. They're playing the Blazers tonight. Quickly.
Over.
Over. Hang it right now. Over. All right, Alex, I'm coming to you. Sixers, and we've been all over these props with this team this year, and they're very hard to predict. What say you?
These two teams are headed in very opposite directions from each other. I really think Joel Embiid is motivated to win the MVP award and also to finish the season on a high note. I have to think if he plays, he is going to be a force. I don't think Dallas has anyone that can come close to covering, so give me the Sixers.
Okay, very, very good. All right, two down and two to play. Before we do that, you guys know we got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, I know Big Cheesy's back, but we are not the B team just because we're not in that particular promo. But because of said criticism, I have given a note to the bosses, and very soon you will see early edge talent in the HQ promos. I can promise you that. All right, gentlemen, game. Yes, you're like, yeah, let's go. All right, game number three, marquee matchup tonight, Clippers and the Grizzlies. Now, Memphis, all of a sudden, they're an offensive juggernaut. Ja Morant didn't play the other night. Didn't matter. Although they did give up a 28-point lead and didn't cover. All right. But 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Maestro, I'm going to start with you. Do they cover?
That's the only way I could look against the Clippers team that's 11-26 against winning teams. And Memphis is on a roll whether Morant plays or not. For me, Grizzlies are pass.
See ya.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I think John Morant, because he sat out yesterday, I think the plan was to play him today. I think we got to keep an eye on Norman Powell with the Clippers, see if he plays. But I'm all about the Luke Kennard revenge narrative. I really like, and I'm kind of joking, of course, but I like the Memphis Grizzlies here, even though they're on the second night of a back-to-back, and they had a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes yesterday. But I just don't think the Clippers have enough firepower. It changes it a little bit if Norman Powell comes back. But again, I think Memphis at home takes this one and covers.
I almost, the way things are going right now, want to take the money line and lay the 60 or 70 cents. That's how I feel at the NBA right now. Alex, talk to me.
Yeah, I have to agree with Sia and Larry here. I just don't think the Clippers have enough firepower behind Kawhi Leonard, just not enough scoring punch to match Memphis, who just has a bevy of offensive weapons, especially with Ja Morant back in the lineup. Give me Memphis.
All right. And game number four, the last one tonight, and the Suns looked pretty good late in the game last night. They're back at home tonight, Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, we cashed on them with Sia the other night, and I believe Golden State is where they were playing. So, Sia, let's start with you. The T-Wolves are getting five tonight. It's a late start, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Do the Suns cover?
What's really interesting here is that it's expected that Kevin Durant's going to play tonight, and we knew that yesterday, and it appears like that's going to be the case. The line was 6 yesterday, and now it's down to 5 in most places. So Minnesota getting some money in spite of the fact that Kevin Durant is making his return. We'll see how many minutes he plays and what the chemistry is like in his first game back. I suspect it'll be a little sketchy. I'll tell you what, though. The Timberwolves are a very good basketball team. Like, hear me now and believe me later. That's an SNL reference from about 25 years ago. But the point is, this Timberwolves team can throw a lot at you. Even when Towns was out the other night when I had the Timberwolves, guys like Naz Reid, of course, Gobert, they have got guys inside. They've got Anthony Edwards. They've got guys on the wing. This team is really deep, especially when they're healthy. I would actually lean towards the Timberwolves here, but it's a stay away from me. Watch out for the T-Wolves in the playoffs, though.
Taylor says T-Wolves are hot right now. Going to be a good test for them. Taylor, you are correct. Maestro, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, four straight wins. You just beat the Kings when the Kings were trying to clinch a playoff spot. You beat the Warriors. Now you're getting points. You're fully healthy for this game. They had 7 guys in double figures last game, 33 assists and 6 turnovers against the Kings. So this team with Kyle Anderson and Conley and, I mean, all the guys they have, this team is loaded when healthy, and we're finally seeing it. But still, third game in 4 nights is a tough spot with Kevin Durant coming back against the Suns. To me, it's going to be Suns or nothing, despite how well the T-Wolves are playing.
All right. So some interesting takes from Sia and Maestro. Let's come to you, Alex.
Yeah, I actually like the Timberwolves in this spot, mainly because Kevin Durant is returning, but he's going to be on a minutes limit. He's probably only going to play 30 minutes at most. Just have not been impressed with the depth of the Suns. I just don't have enough confidence in those complementary pieces to really step up. We've seen Minnesota just really firing on all cylinders right now. They're about as healthy as they've been since the beginning of the season. Give me the Timberwolves.
All right. Very good. In the chat, Jeffrey says, I'm ready for the daily air density report from M Squared. Can you imagine? Opening day is tomorrow. We have something very, very special planned for you. A big show tomorrow. Now, as you know, we got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, that's my favorite week of the entire year. By the way, a very special early wedge as well next Tuesday. Steve Scott, he famously went one-on-one with Tiger Woods years ago in the U.S. Amateur. He's played in the Masters. He will be live on the show, also making picks with us on the early wedge. Very excited about that. See, are you excited about that?
I don't know if you can see just the joy emanating from my face. Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm excited about every early wedge show, but to have Scott on there, it's just special. I'm super excited about next week in general.
All right. It's gonna be really, really good. But we need to focus on today. And as we said, it's very NBA heavy. We'll have more picks on Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time. But seeing as y'all, we've talked about this Memphis Grizzlies team, but you got to now make a play. Are you laying the 4?
Yeah, I'm going to lay the 4. By the way, Allison in the chat, getting the Hans and Franz reference from Saturday Night Live. Thank you so much for calling that out. At least one person got that joke. Makes it worth it. I'm going to take Memphis minus 4. Listen, you know, conventionally, I would probably stay away from this one because we have the Clippers who are not on a back-to-back and the Grizzlies are, and the Clippers are fighting for a little bit more. It looks like Memphis is pretty secure in their spot in the playoffs in terms of what their seed is going to be. Maybe not who their opponent is necessarily, but the Clippers, they got to stay out of that playoff scenario, or I should say that play-in scenario where you're between 6 and 10. So they have a lot more to play for, but again, it comes down to firepower. When you don't have Paul George, Norman Powell, yes, he might be back. Morris is not going to play. They just don't have enough guys to score points to fill it up beyond Kawhi Leonard. You really got to lean on a Russell Westbrook, a great game from him, and a good game from like Eric Gordon. When we bet against the Clippers the other night, the reason we lost was because Batum and Eric Gordon went off, and not only did they go off, their field goal percentage was unbelievable. I don't think you can rely on that, especially in a road game against Memphis. So give me the home crowd, give me Memphis at minus 4, and give me John Morant, who's going to be rested because he didn't play last night.
Snug the Cat says, excited Sia seems very similar to sassy Sia. How do you differ between the two? Very interesting.
Yeah, I think the sass, I mean, I think you can really identify that. It's beyond joy. It's more in your face. But if you interpret both the same, then that's great, because I just want to be joyful 24/7.
Joyful. You know Maestro, when he's got his coffee, there's nothing wrong in the world. There's nothing wrong in the world. Hang tight, Maestro. Hang tight. All right. Alex is sitting over like a rabid dog in the corner, ready to pounce. And by the way, if you don't know, and if you're not a Sportsline member, every single one of his prop picks, they're in the game. You can get them way before the show. But, Alex, I would love for you to give me 2 right here, right now.
Let's go, Coach. Starting with that Phoenix Suns Minnesota Timberwolves game, we're going Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points. Really expected this line to open at 24.5 points. I expect a lot of offensive contributions from Edwards tonight. The Phoenix Suns give up a lot of production to opposing shooting guards. They surrender the 4th most points to the position in the league this season. So give me Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points. Then we're going to Detroit versus Oklahoma City. Give me James Wiseman under 23.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists. He is just playing around 20 minutes a game the previous 3 games. He's in a timeshare with rookie Jalen Duren, who's been very good, and he is definitely getting more and more minutes and playing very well. I think this line is way too big. I expected it to open at 19.5, so quite a lot of value there according to my projections. So give me James Wiseman under 23.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists.
He's been underwhelming, hasn't he, in his career so far? We thought he was going to be all NBA by now.
For a second overall pick, Coach, very, very underwhelming.
Right. Reed in the chat says, I got property stuff early this morning. Clearly Reed's a Sportsline member. But if you are not, it's okay. It's okay. It's never too late. I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code early. Just write it early in the promo code. You'll get 30 days for free. You try all my cappers, all my simulations. Try everything I'm going to give you. Then after that, you're part of the family. $10 a month. Stop it. Maestro spent more than that this morning at Starbucks. True story. Now. C is done. Alex is done. Maestro. I'm looking at the same name. However, different play. Talk to me.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards is going to have a good game scoring, but I also think he's going to distribute. You know, ever since his coach made a comment that I need more than two assists from you after another 30-point game, he's put in 5.5 assists per game in the last four that he's played. And just the way that this team is sharing the ball, and he has a lot of options he can go to, including Karl Anthony Towns, including Mike Conley, who's been told to shoot the ball more. I just love him to get at least four assists. As I said, 22 assists in his last four full games. And then this one will be early. And when you come off an 0-for-11 game, there's one thing you want to do. You want to be at home and you want to see the Houston Rockets. And that's what Spencer Dinwiddie has tonight. He has a perfect bounce back matchup against a non-existent defense that just gave up 137 points to the Knicks. He faced them a couple weeks ago in Houston, had 23 points in 29 minutes. I think he's going to have a monster game tonight. I mean, 0-for-11. This is the team you want to see, the Houston Rockets. Let's do it with Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, the other night, they really bit me. They decided, oh, we're going to be an offensive juggernaut for one night at Madison Square Garden. We'll see what they decide to do tonight. We don't care about Houston. We care about the Nets. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time is the start of that game. Gentlemen, as always, well done today. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the Snake on the ones and the twos. The Counselor is on the Grizzlies minus the four tonight. Love how Memphis has been playing. Then the Maestro, he's on Anthony Edwards over 3.5 assists. That's minus 125. And Spencer Dinwiddie over 18.5 points, minus 115. By the way, the Nets have shut Ben Simmons down for the entire season. Prop stars, James Wiseman, we're going to go under 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He says it should be closer to 19 or 20. Then Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points tonight, minus 106, as the T-Wolves continue to play really good basketball. Now, I see a couple of you in the chat saying, where has Buckets been? Where has Buckets been? CID says, oh, he's been benched. Well, I am the coach. I do have to put my players in where they can score. It's been an international break in soccer. There's been really no games to pick. But guess what? That ends tomorrow. Guess what also is tomorrow? The start of the Major League Baseball season, opening day. So I've got my entire crew on standby. And tomorrow, you don't want to miss that show. We'll have picks from everything. And don't forget, 3 p.m. Eastern today, our Major League Baseball Futures episode with AB, Matt Snyder, and our new capper, A-Max. You don't want to miss that live or on demand, but you only got like 18 hours, something like that. Our year never stops. Other brands, basketball's over, they'll take a break. Football's over, they'll take a break. Not us. Every day since December 7th, 2020. Every day. We don't miss them because we love you guys. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lobo, Maestro, the Counselor, Prop Stars, Snake, I am simply the coach trying to drive the train. Tell all your friends you want to have a little bit of fun. You want to learn a little bit, educate and entertain. Knowledge is power. All that. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.